Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Okay, we're on CNN now. I don't know how that happened. But we're back with our panel from Vermont, Bernie Sanders, the senator. Host of Showtime's The Circus, John Heilman, and actor and comedian Russell Brand are back with us. Okay, so here are the questions people wrote in. I guess this is for you because it mentions the Brit Awards. What does the panel think of the discussion around the Oscars getting rid of gender-specific categories like Best Actor and Best Actress, and how did it work out at the Brit Awards?
As a person who's never won an award, I feel confident in saying that they are vacuous and pointless, a distraction at a time where we need to be coming together around real principles and values. Unless someone wants to give me an award, in which case I'd like to make it as specific as possible so I could bloody well get it.
But am I wrong that at the Brit Awards, which is for music?
I hosted that before, but I'll tell you, Bill, that I was able to let go of the experience and have never thought about it since. I feel that it might be fundamentally meaningless.
Okay.
I can't find meaning in it.
But
I've looked.
What I read was it used to be best male, best female, and they just cut out the categories, and it was one, like, it was the only people who won it was four men and Harry Styles.
Yeah, I think.
No, no women won.
They should just give awards to Harry Styles, and that can be an industry.
Okay.
And we'll watch the world incinerate while Harry Styles dances beautifully.
What is the likelihood that Congress will abolish daylight savings time? Is this something I read this also today that
is that like they're calling it the permanent daylight savings
permanent
time?
Daylight,
I don't really even understand what that could mean.
Do you care about this? Are you
no.
I have been criticized for having a very narrow focus. I accept that criticism. Daylight savings time is not one of the issues that I've been studying.
Okay, but you know what? I bet you this is the kind of stuff that actually affects a lot of people.
It does. It does.
And it's anachronistic. It's stupid. I don't get it. I don't know. I guess we did it 100 years ago because farmers needed. Okay, well, how many people in America are farmers? It's like 1% of the population. I mean, we need the farmers. I love food. I'm not crazy about the way they do their farming, torturing animals. Yeah. And by the way, to connect it once more to COVID, we are never going to be done with diseases like COVID while we are still torturing animals. It all comes from animals. Now we have to worry about bird flu. It's birds and pigs.
We're back in the wet market again, where it's like reality. It's like
there's
bad shit that goes on in those places.
That's right, and that's why that also could be where it came from. But it always jumps from animals to people, and it wouldn't if we didn't pen up the animals and torture them before we eat them.
It seems like.
And
let me be non-funny. You know,
yes.
Your point about sickness and the possibility of future pandemics absolutely speaks to the need for international cooperation. Because a pandemic is not going to be an American issue, it's not going to be a Chinese issue. We're going to have to bring the world together to deal with climate, to deal with pandemics.
Okay. Should law enforcement be policing TikTok in order to crack down on illegal trends like the viral challenge to steal Kias and Hyundais? Oh, yeah. Do you know about this? There's TikTok videos that show how you could, with just a screwdriver and a iPhone charger, you can hotwire a Kia and Hyundai. So, like, they're being stolen left and right. What do you think about TikTok? That's another thing that's before Congress. Somebody has a bill to ban TikTok, certainly for people under 16. I think that's Josh Hawley's bill.
Well, I think the concern is TikTok is a Chinese-owned company, and you're seeing states and the U.S. government not wanting to use it for fear that some secretive information could fall into Chinese hands.
Well, but also it's rotting the minds of our young
people.
Well,
it's a whole other story, but that's
that's beyond TikTok, isn't it?
It is, but TikTok is not helping.
I would say the rotting of the minds of America's youth is a problem that existed long before TikTok. And
we'd made it,
it's like one of the things, great things about being young.
Made it much worse. Kids at least used to read a book. I don't think kids ever see a book. They do not read, they scroll. Scrolling does not make you smart.
Not to become overly serious, I think it is now perceived that that the pandemic has made the mental health crisis that we previously had even worse. And there is a lot of discussion about the impact of social media and the isolation and the lack
valid.
Of human contact that it develops on our health.
All right. Russell, what are your thoughts on the UFOs that were intercepted and shot down by the U.S. military last month? I don't know if they're referring to the Chinese balloons. They were not UFOs because we know what they were. They were Chinese balloons. but there were other things. There were some things that they shot that we didn't get, and we don't know what they are. And there are the things that we haven't found out what they are after we did shoot them down.
I wonder whether or not the $14 trillion that have been granted to the Pentagon, 55% of which has ended up in the hands of the military-industrial complex, which surely American people are becoming weary of, needs occasionally to be boosted with fanciful ideas of extraterrestrial invasion. Maybe there needs to be a continual reminder that the skies themselves could become a threat unless Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, BAE Systems continue to profit. Elsewise, a balloon, a perfect metaphor, for it is naught but hot air, nothing inside it, shot down by a $400,000 missile, might be coming for your family.
We were just saying here we all should be skeptical and have open minds on everything. Mm. It is possible that there's life on other planets that are visiting us or scouting us. I mean, there are even the U.S. even the U.S. I'm just saying it's possible. Carl Sagan said
it is possible.
Okay.
But if you think that something from another universe came all the way here and was just kind of dragging around and was shot down very easily, I think if it's a UFO, they would have done a little bit better in avoiding evading that kind of missile.
First of all, we're not saying it's from another universe. We're saying it's from the same universe. The universe is very big, very big.
Bill, I think Bernie raises a good point. It's not like E.T. would come all the way here and then trip up outside Elliot's house. He's made it all the way here.
I agree. No.
That's the point.
That's the point, Bernie.
The Chinese balloon is different. I'm not saying the Chinese balloon was from another universe or this universe.
I mean, it would have to be from China if it's a Chinese balloon. Right. And I mean that with all due respect.
Very good
point. That's the least it can do.
Well,
I was going to say, I think that's...
I'm moving on.
The obvious...
You brought Bernie back out here. He won't be happy if you're going to talk about extraterrestrials and balloons and that.
Okay.
Inequality!
If you're looking for proof that there's life in outer space... intelligent life in outer space, you need to look no further than Russell. There's not really another accounting for how...
I'm glad that became a compliment, sir, because I was rearing up.
No, don't you worry. Only compliments, my friend.
With all the emphasis on DEI, are we confusing equality of opportunity with trying to guarantee equity in outcomes? Okay, that's interesting, because I think this word equity has come into the language in the last few years, and before that we didn't hear it a lot, and I think a lot of people hear equity and they hear equality. Like it's the same word. And it's not the same word in the same concept. So how would you differentiate between equity and equality?
Well, equality, we talk about... I don't know what the answer to that is. Come to think of it, equality is equality of opportunity. All right? We live in a society, we want all people
Right.
To have whatever color your skin is.
Equity, I think, is more guarantee of outcome, is it not?
I think so. I think that's
fine. Okay. So which side do you come down on?
Equality.
Equality.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Boys, any comment on that one?
I just don't know if that's the definitional difference. But certainly this debate over the question of equality of outcome over equality of opportunity is one that, you know, has been, it's the question that underlies affirmative action and everything else that we've had in our politics for a very long time. And there's obviously people, a very strong, even people who actually want equality of outcome say they only want equality of opportunity and vice versa. But that's, you know, that's the, that issue, that core of that, what do you actually want? And I think Bernie is where everyone says they want to be, but there are, in fact, programs that have been designed to actually engineer equal outcomes, not just equal opportunity, and that's where a lot of the controversy has arisen.
Okay, one more. Have Democrats done enough to support strong labor unions, Bernie? What's the future of unions in this country? I think they just subpoenaed the Starbucks dude.
They didn't. I did. That's not fair. No, look. We're not going to have... That is an issue I do know something about, and that I pay attention to. And the bottom line is that you're not going to have a middle class in this country unless workers are able to stand up, organize, form unions, and negotiate for decent contracts. And what we're seeing right now is more and more workers wanting to form unions, but you're seeing companies like Starbucks and Amazon and other Apple and other large corporations really engaging in illegal union busting. So we have asked the leader of Starbucks, the head of CEO, Howard Schultz, to explain to us why he thinks it's acceptable that over 50 occasions the NLRB has said they have broken federal labor law in breaking unions. So we hope to have him come before our committee. There will be a vote on Wednesday, subpoenaing him.
And it does seem like there is a strange sort of hypocrisy there, because these are usually liberal companies. I think Whole Foods also. And it's like they care a lot about the indigenous people of the Bolivian Andes, but not about some worker in Cincinnati.
You got it. All right. They're very liberal about everything except whether workers can form a union and earn decent wages. They're very liberal except whether or not we ask them to pay their fair share of taxes. They're not so liberal then. That's
all right. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, CNN.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.